Good morning, RVA. It's 28 degrees and winter weather is back. Today, you can expect highs in the mid-40s, about 25 degrees colder than the end of this past week. Temperatures could warm up a bit this weekend, but for now, expect cool, clear skies and lots of boots and flannels. Water cooler. On Friday, Pfizer announced that in ongoing trials, their two-dose formulation of the COVID-19 vaccine for the youngest kids, quote, did not produce a robust immune response in kids 2 to 5 years old. They'll now expand those clinical trials to evaluate a three-dose situation with data expected the first half of 2022. Ugh. This is absolutely crushing news for parents of young kids who'd expected to open up 2022 by vaccinating the rest of the family, but are now staring down another 6 months of stress, anxiety, and uncertainty. I mean, we're all feeling those things, of course, but having an unvaccinated tiny human running around in the world spreads another thick, sticky layer of feelings right on top. For some reassuring words, which I know will feel hollow and repetitive at this point, read this first paragraph from Emily Oster's newest email. Quote, I know there are some parents who are devastated by this delay, and I hear you, but I also want to reassure you that children in this age range are at extremely low risk for serious illness, substantially lower than with your own vaccine. I know I've said that before, and I know it's not enough, but it is still important to remember. For parents of older kids that may still have concerns about the safety of the COVID-19 vaccine, keep reading Oster's newsletter for a look into vaccine safety data. Finally, Caitlin Jedalina sent out another Omicron update a couple days ago that's worth reading. Some good news, quote, we are seeing hospitalizations and deaths increase in South Africa, but they are at lower rates than before. In Gauteng, South Africa's epicenter, hospitalizations are about 45% than what they were for Delta. We still don't know what kind of hospitalization rates we'll see in the United States, where boosters are a bit more common, but as before, it looks like we are about to find out using New York City as a test case. Also COVID-related, VCU has had to cancel its last two men's basketball games due to COVID-19 protocols. We're headed into a kind of dead zone for college basketball, when the consequences of canceling games is far less than they would be during the conference schedules, which begin in a couple of weeks. I'm interested in if we start seeing college football cancellations too. Bowl season has just kicked off, and the incentives to play those games no matter what will be real, real high. Richmond's Planning Commission meets today and will discuss Ordinance 2021-351, the ordinance to officially accept the Lee Circle from the state, making it city-owned property. I imagine the commission will recommend this for approval without a need for discussion. Also of note on the agenda, a Richmond 300 annual report, which sounds fascinating and worth a listen. The presentation isn't up on the city's website yet, but I'll take a note and check back tomorrow. Speaking of Lee Circle, the governor's office announced that the crew working to dismantle the plinth may have found the mysterious time capsule. If the random box sealed within the statue is the time capsule, and honestly, what else could it be? It will be, quote, transported to the Department of Historic Resources so it can be opened using best practices for historic preservation to maintain integrity of the artifacts. Gregory J. Gilligan has the details on the governor's major economic development announcement at CoStar from this past Friday. As foretold, CoStar will build a new office building, 26 stories, but instead of putting it in the Navy Hill footprint, as previously discussed, they'll plop it down just behind their existing facility near the canal. CoStar expects to start construction next year and to wrap up in 2024. Tap through for a cool rendering of what our new skyline could look like. Via the RVA subreddit, a video tour around the VCU area circa 1996. You'll definitely recognize some spots, but whoa, have things changed over the last 20 plus years. This morning's long read is titled How a Cream Cheese Shortage is Affecting New York City Bagel Shops. Serious stuff! Here's an excerpt. But for about 3 weeks now, dairy suppliers said the cream cheese orders they have placed with manufacturers have come up short. I've never been out of cream cheese for 30 years, said Joseph Yema, the owner of F&H Dairies in Brooklyn, a dairy product distributor for many of the city's bagel shops. There's no end in sight. In interviews with owners and workers at about 20 bagel shops and delis across the city, many said they were frazzled and frustrated and rushing to find cream cheese after learning about the shortage in the past few days. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's at patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of the dome inside Beth Ahava. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher. And you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.